Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, most of us urbanites are familiar with container farming on our patios or decks or things like that. But there are those that are working towards container farming on a commercial large scale. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's right. Container farming is a part of what we call vertical farming. Some people now call it controlled environment agriculture, but for the most part, it is that you grow things in a vertical fashion, and with the container farms, it is taking shipping containers and outfitting them with vertical racks of produce or microbes, greens, things like that, that you can grow in a controlled environment. So we are taking a look at that half of the future of South Carolina agriculture and going to see just how involved that is.
Well, of course, here in the Southeast, we have an abundance of shipping containers that probably once traveled across the seas on boats out of our ports.
Well, that's right. And with this trade imbalance that we have, one way to repurpose these containers is this, and we have several of those operations in South Carolina now, some on some college campuses, some on school campuses. We want to find out just how feasible it is for South Carolina farmers to look at it as a means of diversification.
There's two methods that are employed in these container farms. Hydroponics, most of us are familiar with, but also an aeroponic system. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you're right. There are several methods in vertical farming. It's hydroponic, we are more familiar with. Hydroponic takes the plants out of the soil, and then aeroponic is relatively new, and it takes the plants out of the water and sprays them all with the nutrients that the plants need the same way we would apply them in soil. We do it just in different methods. And its purpose is that we can grow a greater number of plants more quickly under these ideal conditions. We're trying to find out, can this type of farming support an investment and give a farmer a good option on a rate of return on his or her investment and be an alternative to traditional farming methods?
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.